USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says there isn't anything wrong with asking foreign countries to investigate the Bidens. He says it happened to him.
I was investigated. I was investigated, and they think it could have been by UK. They think it could have been by Australia. They think it could have been by Italy. So when you get down to it, I was investigated by the Obama administration.
The president tells reporters his desire for China to investigate the Bidens is not linked to any trade deal. He also says the White House won't cooperate with the current House impeachment inquiry until a floor vote is taken. He says he doesn't think there's anything wrong with asking foreign countries for help with corruption.
If a foreign country can help us with respect to corruption and corruption probes, and that, I don't care if it's Biden or anybody else.
This is USA Radio News.
I took my family on a vacation like the one you're about to hear about, and we had an amazing time. And the best part about it was the price.
If you're looking for an amazing, fun-filled vacation for you and your family for an unbelievable price, keep listening for details on how you can get a fabulous four-day vacation for just $99. Westgate Resorts has been a leader in affordable vacation plans since 1982, and now you can choose from over 10 beautiful resort destinations across the United States, like Orlando, Florida, or the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. So whether you love world-famous theme parks or the tranquility of nature, Westgate Resorts has your next dream vacation. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 to call, we'll tell you about our $29 Las Vegas special. Call right now to book your amazing vacation for only $99.
800-925-3014. 800-925-3014. Call 800-925-3014.
This advertisement is being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of a timeshare plan. Restrictions apply. Go to westgateterms.com for complete offer terms.
Pro-life forces are hopeful after the U.S. Supreme Court announces that it will hear a case concerning Louisiana's new abortion law. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
The law, which opponents call too restrictive, requires any doctor performing an abortion to have admitting privileges at a nearby hospital, and that abortions be performed at hospital-like facilities featuring expensive equipment close at hand in case something went wrong. It's very similar to a Texas law that the High Court struck down 3 years ago in a 5-3 ruling that came down after the death of Justice Antonin Scalia, and the deciding vote came from since-retired Justice Anthony Kennedy. The current court has two new justices in Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh, so a different ruling is possible. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 372 points, the S&P up 41, and the NASDAQ up 110. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends, the radio listener special is still going on at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one MyPillow premium pillows. Savings on Giza Dreams bed sheets, mattress toppers, go anywhere MyPillows. And, of course, body pillows. If you're a side sleeper, you need that. If you've got a dog you love, they have great dog beds. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175, or go to MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Pioneering actress Diane Carroll has passed away from cancer. She was also a noted singer and runway model. She was the first black woman in a lead role for a TV series in the show Julia, which aired 50 years ago. Then, she was known for her dynamic role on Dynasty.
Why didn't you tell me, Brady? You're the one that's always so concerned about openness and honesty.
Diane Carroll was 84. The investigation is continuing into the fiery crash of a historic old plane this week. USA's Chris Barnes has the update.
A pilot with more than 7,000 hours of experience flying a B-17 was among the seven people killed when the vintage World War II-era bomber crashed and burned at a Connecticut airport on Wednesday. 75-year-old pilot Ernest McCauley of Long Beach, California, had flown for over 20 years with the Collings Foundation, the educational group that owned that World War II-era plane and some others. He was also its safety officer. The NTSB has begun securing evidence, including the engine in which the pilot had reported a problem just moments before the crash. They're also looking into some witness reports that work was being done on one or two of the plane's engines just prior to takeoff. The plane had last been through a major inspection in January this year. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Don't forget, you can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com.